We have a lot of joys, concerns, and praises, not only in our church, in our community, in our society, and all around the world. Judy, as you know, cancer had come back, and she's in the process of going through treatments leading up to the time when she can go to stand for a stem cell transplant, which is my understanding from medical technology that they had to kill all the cancer in her to get her ready for the transplant, which, if it goes according to what they say, her cancer won't come back, at least not that type of cancer, because we're always susceptible to all kinds of stuff. Judy, would you like to share? Yeah, please.
You already did.
Well.
Now, as y'all know, my cancer came back, and Dr. Morris said I was a candidate for stem cell. So they sent me to Shands, and I met with the oncologist, and he said, yeah, you will do 2 to 4 treatments, and then when your cancer's gone, you'll come back down here, and they'll do the stem cell. Okay, well, I went through two treatments, and we had the PET scan, and my cancer's gone.
Great.
So I want to thank everybody for their prayers. I continue to ask you for your prayers as we do proceed with this, because we don't really know. It's so overwhelming, everything I'm going to have to do. But anyway, God's with me. He's by my side. I know that. And I have to go back in the hospital tomorrow. I have to have another treatment. But that is precaution from now until I get down to do the stem cell. So y'all just pray for me that this one goes as well as the last one did. And as I said, when I do get down for the stem cell, that is a success also. We can, sometimes it's really, they have to give me another whopping dose of chemo when I get down there. But that's the only thing I'm not looking forward to. The rest of it, and we have a friend that went through this. He went this journey, and that was 3 years ago. He's still cancer-free. So Dr. Marr says this is the only way they can get rid of it, because the type I have will come back at least every 2 years or 3, and then I have to go back through all the treatments. But by doing the stem cell, he's pretty sure, and Dr. Hsu, my angel doctor, is pretty sure it will come back.
Yeah.
But I do thank y'all for all your prayers, everybody. I mean, I hugged all of them. And as you said, y'all just continue to pray for Ralph and me, because he's going through quite a bit too, And so every day we are going somewhere. We're going to get a blood test. So they had to give me blood last week. I was so far down. And when I locked out, they put me in lockdown. I can't go anywhere. And the reason I had to was my white blood cell count was down to 0.3.
Oh, jeez.
And they said, no, you can't go anywhere. So they gave me the blood, and I am feeling a lot better. And hopefully I won't have to have any more, but I'm sure I will when I get a chance. So thank y'all, and just continue to pray for us.
They checked her oil when she was at court level, and then gave her a court.
My brother said, you just a court level? I said, yeah, I'm
Vivi, it appears like it will be going down to Shane somewhere around May
16th.
16th.